This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The social media platform X changed its artificial intelligence chatbot after five secretaries of state warned that it was spreading election misinformation. Top election officials from Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Washington state sent a letter this month to X's owner Elon Musk complaining that the platform's AI chatbot, Grok, produced false information about state ballot deadlines. The secretaries of state requested that the chatbot instead direct users who ask election-related questions to canivote.org, a voting information website run by the National Association of Secretaries of State. Before listing responses to election-related questions, the chatbot now says, "For accurate and up-to-date information about the 2024 U.S. elections, please visit vote.gov." Both websites, canivote.org and vote.gov, are trustworthy resources that can connect voters with their local election officials, the five secretaries of state said. The change on Grok with a link to an official voting website does not address Grok's ability to create misleading AI-generated images related to elections. People have been using the tool to flood the platform with fake images of candidates, including Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. X's AI chatbot Grok is available only to subscribers of the premium versions of X, but the five secretaries of state said election misinformation from Grok has been shared across multiple social media platforms, reaching millions of people. Grok continued to repeat the false information for 10 days before it was corrected. Grok debuted last year for X Premium and Premium Plus subscribers and was touted by Musk as a rebellious AI chatbot that will, quote, answer spicy questions that are rejected by most other AI systems, unquote. Now it's been shown that Grok will answer questions untruthfully. The world's first lung cancer vaccination trials have begun in the United Kingdom. Janusz Rocz, a 67-year-old lung cancer patient, is the first to receive the groundbreaking lung cancer vaccine as part of a clinical trial taking place in multiple countries. BioNTech, a German biotechnology firm, developed the mRNA-based vaccine dubbed BNT-116. The vaccine works by activating the immune system, which recognizes and combats lung cancer cells. The vaccine is an experimental cancer immunotherapy designed for the treatment of non-small cell lung cancer, the most prevalent type of lung cancer. The vaccine uses messenger RNA to expose the patient's immune system to non-small cell lung cancer-associated tumor markers, which allows the immune system to identify and attack cancer cells that carry those markers. The vaccine is administered over several weeks, each dose with a unique RNA sequence. The vaccine is specifically designed to boost immune responses against targets primarily found on cancer cells, minimizing the risk of harm to healthy, non-cancerous cells. This treatment differs from chemotherapy, which often damages both malignant and healthy cells. Rocz, the cancer trial's first patient, received his diagnosis in May and began chemotherapy and radiation therapy immediately after. Last Tuesday, Rocz received the initial dose of six consecutive injections. Each injection was administered 5 minutes after the previous one, and the entire process took 30 minutes. Rocz will receive the vaccine weekly for six consecutive weeks, then every 3 weeks for the rest of the year. This initial trial includes 130 participants across 34 research sites in seven different countries: the UK, the United States, Germany, Hungary, Poland, Spain, and Turkey. There are high hopes for a vaccine to prevent and treat lung cancer. The disease remains the leading cause of cancer deaths worldwide, with 1.8 million deaths in 2020. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.